This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Democratic leaders of the New Hampshire legislature are suing Governor Chris Sununu to prevent him from spending any of New Hampshire's $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds without their permission. They argue it's the Joint Fiscal Committee's responsibility to distribute these funds, but the governor says the Emergency Declaration Act created after 9/11 gives him sole authority. John Graby is a professor at the UNH Franklin Pierce School of Law and a constitutional law scholar. He joins me now to tell me more about what exactly the law says about the separation of powers in times of emergency. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, sure, anytime.
So can you briefly just explain to me what the arguments coming from either side of this case are?
Well, this is a dispute about who is going to have responsibility for spending the federal funds, the $1.25 billion in federal funds that have been authorized for New Hampshire under the federal statute that Congress passed a couple of weeks ago. So far, until today, the dispute was playing out more in terms of competing public statements, with the governor taking the position that he would put together an advisory committee that could give him input as to how these funds should be spent, but that ultimately it was his responsibility and prerogative to spend these funds as he sees fit, you know, pursuant to the same statutory authority that allows him to declare a state of emergency as we have right now. The fiscal committee, or at least members of the fiscal committee, which is a group comprised of legislators from both the Senate and the House, that under New Hampshire law is to be involved in decisions with respect to the expenditure of most unappropriated funds, says that, the governor needs to make decisions with the advice and consent of the fiscal committee. And so his stated intention of proceeding by way of advisory committee rather than with the working with the fiscal committee is unlawful and unconstitutional. And so the certain individual members of the fiscal committee, so not the fiscal committee itself, but individual members who are Democrats, filed suit and filed a motion for a preliminary injunction seeking a court order directing the governor essentially to work with them.
Mm-hmm. And what have the state courts said, if anything, on this matter recently?
This is, you know, this is sort of the first step, I think, in terms of this going into litigation. I mean, in terms of precedent, the individual members of the fiscal committee who have brought suit point to the fact that Governor Lynch, in the aftermath of the 2007-2008 financial crisis, worked with the fiscal committee, and that Governor Benson did so in 2003 in response to some widespread flooding that had taken place in the state. And so they point to those historical examples.
Historically, the fiscal committee has played the role that it believes it should be playing.
Right, at least in those two examples. And the statute, by the way, that the governor is proceeding under isn't a statute that's been with us forever. It was enacted in 2002 following the attacks on 9/11. So it's not, you know, it's not a statutory provision that's deeply embedded in New Hampshire's history and traditions at this point.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, time is going to be of the essence once the money finally lands in New Hampshire. How quickly do you think the judge may issue some kind of statement on this?
Well, I would imagine the judge will act quickly. I mean, it's an important dispute.
And quickly meaning a matter of days?
It could be. Yep, it could be. I mean, I think I just don't know right now whether or not a response from the governor has been ordered by a certain due date. That may well have happened through court order. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the governor will be responding quickly. This is a request for a preliminary injunction. So it's not a request for a ruling ultimately on the merits. It's rather a request that the court issue an order directing the governor effectively to work with the fiscal committee. There are a lot of equitable considerations that go into whether or not to issue an order. And, you know, courts are naturally reluctant to exercise more power than they need to in these sorts of circumstances for the same separation of powers reasons that give rise to this dispute.
John Graby is a professor at the UNH Franklin Pierce School of Law and a constitutional scholar. John Graby, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Anytime, Peter. Thank you.